Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week. It is, in fact, the final week, the climactic week of the year 2022. So what lies ahead? There's a poll that has some fascinating results, some very unexpected results, as a matter of fact. A poll about what Americans consider to be the perfect president. How old he or she should be, where they should be from. Do they have business experience? Do they have military experience? Do they have political experience? We will take a look at the profile of a perfect president. Does Donald Trump or Joe Biden come close to meeting that profile? Who does exactly? We will get to that. There are also new horizons in law enforcement and in crime and punishment. There's a case in Portland, which I find unbelievable, about a Nazi who was apprehended. He had a Nazi flag in his possession and a number of weapons. He was actually arrested for putting a Nazi sticker on an Immigrant Aid Society building. He is being sentenced. It's a tough, tough sentence. He's going to have to read a book and watch a movie. And then give a book report and a movie report. This is supposed to be rehabilitative, that somehow watching a movie about the persecution of Muslim Rohingyas in Myanmar is going to turn him away from his dedication to Adolf Hitler. We will give you a full report on this development coming up on the Medved Show and news about the homeless crisis. Of course, it's particularly acute in holiday season. And given what the weather has been like around the country, I mean, if you have thousands and thousands of people and the Seattle and King County have 13,000 estimated people who are, quote, experiencing homelessness right now. And it's pretty cold out there. I mean, not as cold as it was last week. It's a little bit milder, but it's still cold and it's rainy and it's damp. So what do you do? And what does it mean for the future? The Biden administration has committed that just as they've accomplished so much in their previous 2 years, they're going to basically put a major dent in the homelessness crisis in the months ahead. How will they do that? Well, maybe the same way that the mayor of San Jose says they're going to be ending some of the gun violence that has plagued the city of San Jose. It's the 10th largest city in the country. Part of it involves compelling firearms owners to get liability insurance covering their guns. We will cover that as well on the Medved Show. But first off, there is this news about the homeless situation. Portland, which continues to be one of those cities in the country with some of the most disturbing news items, a car full of gifts meant to be handed out to homeless Portland's houseless community were stolen on Saturday. That would be the day before Christmas, obviously, before they were to be delivered. Every year, Blanket Coverage Ministry hand delivers dozens of presents, blankets, socks, and hand warmers to local homeless people during the holiday season. So who do you think stole the hand warmers and socks and blankets? Could it be some other groups of homeless people? Wouldn't that be at least somewhat likely? And there is this from the Northwest. Seattle and King County is now the metro area with the third largest homeless population after New York and Los Angeles. The report estimates that there are 13,000 people, more than, who are experiencing homeless in Seattle. And they're experiencing homelessness, which is appalling when you think about it. More than 250 apparently homeless people have died in the Seattle King County area just in this year. The Washington homeless population surpassed most states in 2022, driving the news. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's annual homelessness assessment released this week shows that Washington is second only to California when it comes to its number of residents living outside with no shelter. Among urban areas, only New York City and Los Angeles Metro had larger total homeless populations than Seattle. Why it matters? More than 250 people experiencing homelessness died in King County this year. A record number. It's almost one a day. You can do the math. The big picture, while local numbers have similarly shown an increase in homelessness in recent years, the federal report helps us know where we stand in comparison with other places. This year's one-night point-in-time count found a total of 25,211 people experiencing homelessness in the state of Washington, an increase of 10% from 2020. That number includes people living in temporary housing or shelters, as well as those living unsheltered outside. Only California, New York, and Florida had larger total homeless populations than Washington in this year's counts, according to the Housing and Urban Development Department. Nationwide, more than half of all people experiencing homelessness in the country were in those four states: California, New York, Florida, and Washington State. Why should Washington State have such a disproportionately high homeless population? What is it about this area that has led to that? 1-800-955-1776. There is also this from Southern California. There is a report from a local Fox TV that a large banner is being displayed right near Santa Monica's 3rd Street Promenade, and it's drawing the ire of city officials and certain members of the community. What does the banner say? It's a banner pertaining to the homelessness there. Jeremy, we play that clip?
Day and night, the promenades turn into a mental asylum. Very, very sick people who need to be institutionalized and need medical help. It's very sad.
A group of Santa Monica residents and business owners say the problems have gotten so bad, they're taking matters into their own hands to get local officials' attention.
And we've had enough, and so we're using free speech as a way to raise awareness and let people know this is actually the truth about Santa Monica.
Members of the Santa Monica Coalition draped this sign over a boarded-up business on the 3rd Street Promenade, reading, Santa Monica is not safe.
There's sex workers here. There's drug dealing in the open. 8, 9 in the morning, 10, 11 at night. We have 4 to 5 people dying a month in the alleys from overdoses of fentanyl.
I carry mace at all times, so I can't even during the day walk down the promenade and feel safe. And that's not okay. You know, businesses are shutting down. Residents don't come to the promenade. My children can't come down here.
Putting up signage like that, I find to be very harmful to our business community, to our reputation, and really runs counter to the experience that thousands and thousands of people are having when they come visit our downtown every single day.
City representatives acknowledge that Santa Monica faces challenges, but say they're working on the issues.
So there's a lot being done to address any type of criminal activity in downtown, just like there always has been. And numbers are actually down to where they were in 2018. So significant progress is being made. These challenges are being addressed. Do we have, you know, work to do? Certainly.
Work to do. Certainly. So what has the city done to contribute to the homelessness crisis? We have some specific memories of that. Diane and I lived in Santa Monica for 20 years. And a lot of this homelessness was invited. How do I mean? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You're a nice guy.
Michael MedVed.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the homeless crisis, which gets worse and worse and worse, and they point out over at Axios that while the sheer number of people without homes in Washington state eclipsed most other places, there are other states and regions that saw their homeless populations grow by much larger percentages. Okay, in other words, it's terrible here in Seattle and in Washington, but it's getting worse more quickly in other places, where, for instance, in Tennessee. Tennessee saw its homeless population rise by 46%, while the number of people experiencing homelessness in Louisiana more than doubled, jumping by 132%. Meanwhile, in Seattle and King County, the homeless population rose about 13.8% between 2020 and 2022. The problem with Santa Monica, and we left, we moved to Seattle in 1996, so it's a long time ago. But the homeless problem had already begun. It was already a terrible situation. And there were already people in what's called Palisades Park, which is a very nice park overlooking the beach. It's at a bluff above the beach, and you can look out and you can see the Pacific Ocean, you see the Santa Monica Pier. It's lovely. And this was all occupied by homeless people and tents and 30 years ago. I mean, it was crazy. There was a period of time when the left wing took over the city of Santa Monica with devastating results. I mean, one of the things they put in was rent control, which, and this is a time when the leading political force in Santa Monica politics, at least, was the power couple of Jane Fonda and Tom Hayden. And you can say, okay, they meant well. But part of the influence there was the Santa Monica City Council at the time, which was all left-wingers. Basically, believed that the job of the city was to help support the growing and enthusiastically growing homeless population. Because if you're going to camp out somewhere, camping within view of the Pacific Ocean is pretty cool. And they started doing daily free lunches where members of the Santa Monica City Council, and honest, I'm not making this up. You can look it up. There are members of the Santa Monica City Council who would come out and feed the homeless and help the homeless. Now, you can obviously see that this is not a policy that worked in terms of solving the problems of homeless people, which are enormously complex and very often involve a very severe psychiatric problems. I mean, it's one of those things that is it's just something that we do not handle well, because there is no easy solution that is being used elsewhere as to represent Panhandler Jesus, it's called. But look, one of the things about the homelessness situation is it does relate very directly to violence. This is your basic broken windows effect. If you have all sorts of people living in tents and cooking their food and dumping their needles and dumping their human wastes all over a public space, that public space is less safe, because people are going to deal drugs, they're going to kill each other, they're going to kill passersby. They basically indicate a complete breakdown of what people call law and order, or you might better call just civilization. And one of the other issues with civilization has to do with firearms. And the mayor of San Jose, whose name is Sam Liccardo, has a piece today in the New York Times. And his piece says, amid the rising tide of firearms, reducing gun deaths and injuries requires new solutions. In San Jose, California, where I am mayor, we've embarked on two approaches untried in any other city or state. We're imposing an annual fee on gun-owning residents and investing the revenues in violence prevention efforts. By the way, those violence prevention efforts all well-intentioned? Is there any overwhelming evidence that they actually work in preventing violence? The answer is no. In any event, he says, we're imposing an annual fee on gun-owning residents and investing the revenues in violence prevention efforts. And on January 1st, the city will begin requiring gun owners to carry liability insurance to compensate victims harmed by the negligent or reckless use of a firearm. These initiatives reflect the recognition that we can't make 400 million guns go away, but we can make gun ownership safer. We can make some of those hands less dangerous that guns fall into. In San Jose, the nation's 10th largest city, more than 200 people are killed or injured by gunfire every year. Not all of that harm results from the actions of criminals. Over a recent six-year period, 42% of San Jose's gun deaths and injuries resulted from unintentional shootings or shootings whose circumstances were unknown, while suicide attempts accounted for another 15%. Suicide exacts an even more lethal toll nationally, accounting for 54% of all gun fatalities in this country. So much of that suffering is preventable. And how exactly do you prevent people from killing themselves, which is already illegal? And and you end up serving, if you kill yourself, you end up serving a afterlife sentence, which I guess is one of those things that makes it such a tricky job for government in particular to handle. And he goes on and he says that the odds of suicide in a home with access to a firearm are more than three times that in other homes. Interventions such as mental health counseling, a suicide and domestic violence prevention programs, and gun safety classes can prevent some of those harms. Gun. Coming up, Panhandler Jesus is put in a cage to protest the threat of encampment clearing. Where? We'll tell you about it. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The post-Christmas chaos continues as Southwest Airlines continues to cancel thousands of flights across the country. The Department of Transportation says they're looking into Southwest after nearly two-thirds of their flights were disrupted on Monday. In Los Angeles, one Southwest passenger is expressing his disappointment in the airline.
I just found that it was canceled. I didn't get any notice on by text or email or phone.
Home prices are slipping again for the fourth straight month. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows a 0.5% decline for October as high mortgage rates slow the rise in prices. Still, the index posted an annual gain of 9.2%. Miami, Tampa, and Charlotte reported the biggest year-over-year home price increases on the 20-city list. President Biden and the First Lady are heading to the Virgin Islands today. Tim Berg, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, it's not as if people are doing nothing about the homeless crisis, which seems to afflict every part of North America. We have a story from Canada that's unbelievable that we'll get to in a moment. But in October, they opened up a grand new center for the King County Regional Homelessness Authority. And they have been working extraordinarily hard, they say, since opening up in October, and they announced now that their initiative to house homeless people in downtown Seattle has seen more than 30 people situated in new homes since October. Meanwhile, hundreds more remain outside. At the city's grand opening in October, the CEO said that it had already identified over 300 units of available housing and had engaged with over 797 people in need. Okay, just can we just take a look at the math here for a moment, at the numbers? If they identified back in October 300 units of available housing, how come they've only been able to situate 30 people in new homes? And they've engaged with over 797 people in need. Those people in need, in many cases, won't take the new homes. They don't go there. They have deeper problems. There are people who choose the homeless life. I know it's hard to imagine, but it's obviously one of the gigantic problems they have everywhere. And partially because it is so romanticized and justified and, frankly, exalted by people on the left. There is a story that actually merits a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Okay, this award goes to the folks who were very involved with a statue. Apparently, it's a famous statue up in Toronto called Panhandler Jesus. And look, I want to be responsible here so that 2 days after Christmas, people don't get the wrong idea. There is no evidence of a Jesus as a panhandler. I mean, you can look through your Gospels if you want to. The idea of spare change and asking people for money so that you can live in the street and abuse substances, no. But okay, they've put now Panhandler Jesus, this statue, in a cage. This sounds a little bit complicated. Let me try to make it clear. Outside a downtown Toronto church, a statue known as Panhandler Jesus was encaged, not engaged, encaged, put in a cage, last week in protest against criminalizing homelessness. The demonstration outside the Church of St. Stephen in the Field near the Kensington Market was sparked by a city notice delivered to a small, dense churchside encampment 2 weeks ago. It cited the camp for obstructing, encumbering, damaging, or fouling a street, while citing those staying in the encampment for dwelling on a street. They were given 2 weeks to clear out, with that clock expiring Thursday. The notices came at a time when Toronto's shelters have been under heavy strain, with more than 180 people each day on average in October turned away from beds. The church's priest, whose name is Maggie Helwig, previously told the Toronto Star she feared people would be relegated to other less concentrated outdoor spaces if the camp was cleared, such as stairwells or alleyways. The city, by the way, do you know where Toronto is? Toronto's right across from Buffalo. I mean, Toronto's got to be Siberia right now. It is not healthy for people to be living out in the streets in stairwells or alleyways. The city, when asked about the notice, said any tent or structure that encroaches on a city park or right-of-way was illegal and subject to trespass enforcement. It said it had increased outreach efforts in the camp since it had grown in size. The city cannot force people to come inside and avail themselves of the many services offered by the city, but living in an encampment, a city park, is unhealthy and illegal. And, by the way, this time of year can probably be life-threatening. They wouldn't say if enforcement was planned right after the 14-day deadline, but said the city of Toronto reserved the right to do so. Pastor Helwig says the idea is to keep the statue created by... Sorry. The statue is created by a sculptor named... I'm not making it up. Timothy Schmaltz. Schmaltz is Yiddish for chicken fat. Timothy Schmaltz, the sculptor, they placed the statue in the cage structure until homelessness in Toronto was no longer criminalized. What does that mean? You have a right to sleep anywhere you want? With the hope that those who remain in the encampment being offered safe and decent shelter rather than being dispersed. Oh, yeah, we want to stick together. The original idea of the statue, according to a description offered on the church's website, was that that of Jesus as a silent, huddled figure, a person whom crowds walk by and ignore. That wasn't the experience of Jesus, obviously, who started a religion which is now the largest religious affiliation in the world. It is. A third of all the human beings on planet Earth are Christian. And a person whom crowds walk by and ignore. The sculpture asks us to look again and to look carefully and to see that the person before us is indeed the presence of Christ for us in this moment. While fears had been simmering over potential enforcement, by last week, Wednesday afternoon, Helwig took to Twitter to say they'd received some assistance, assurance a clearing wouldn't be imminent. So great. Well, a big victory. So they'll be able to celebrate New Year's in the ice and snow. We have commitments which we believe to be reliable, that there will be no eviction in the coming week. We are working on a plan which we hope will enable everyone currently resident here to stay until they can access safe indoor accommodation. She noted some camping structures along the church's south wall had already been taken down willingly, with their occupants moving to indoor spaces, and that an encampment cleanup effort would take place Friday morning, led by the church along with the neighborhood group, a community organization. No one will be displaced. If you see city trucks here on Friday morning, do not be alarmed. Okay, really? This is held up as a great victory and a victory for the great sculptural work of Timothy Schmaltz? Honest to goodness, this is where we are. I'll tell you where else we are. We're in a situation where the Democrats are howling right now for the withdrawal, resignation, cancellation of a newly elected Republican member of Congress. What's the problem? Well, the Republican member of Congress told a lot of what have been described as Whopper-sized lies about himself. So where do we go in the strange case of George Santos? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
Your whole program is full of hate.
Your daily dose of
hate.
I understand
because
that.
Because you spew hate all afternoon.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Over the caged Jesus, panhandler Jesus, that was created for this church and for the homeless encampment. That's all going on amidst a high temperature today of a balmy 27 degrees. So 5 degrees below freezing. And they've won this wonderful victory because they haven't cleared homeless people away who are camped outside of a church. This is a very weird situation. And then this from Oregon. David Cooper, who said he's been living on the street for 20 years, sat bundled up under several layers of blankets in a southeast Portland neighborhood. Courtney Dodds, a spokesman for the Union Gospel Mission that does very good work trying to repair people's lives, said teams from her organization had been going out to try to convince people, to seek shelter. And then there's this headline, homeless Portlanders pack shelters during ice storm. On Saturday, they will return to the streets. That's from the Oregonian. City sweeps of tent camps in recent months, as well as homeless people frequently being made to feel unwelcome by many homeowners. What does it mean to feel unwelcome by many homeowners? Oh, I thought you'd like me to camp in your front lawn. Have forced those in need of shelter to regularly move around, pushing them to increasingly remote locations far from their communities and making them difficult to find. Anybody who lives in Seattle or Portland who's listening right now think that homeless people are difficult to find? I mean, maybe if you're looking for a specific homeless individual. This is a comment by Zora Hess, who volunteers with homeless outreach organizations in Portland. Many people who stay outside bundle up their tents with tarps and use hand sanitizer as a lighting fluid to keep warm. They also burn wood, which can create dangerous fires, officials said, such as the fire that started near a homeless encampment under the steel bridge last Thursday. Isn't that terrific? Meanwhile, there's been a great deal of attention to George Santos. We've covered that a little bit on the show. I mean, George Santos seems to be a perfect rogue. I mean, somebody with no trace of integrity of any kind, and he was elected to Congress. He is a Republican. He won election, and he almost certainly will take his seat in Congress, despite the fact that Democrats are hollering that he shouldn't. And there is a piece over at Newser under the heading George Santos Finally Explains that goes over some of the areas where he has not been truthful. Career history, Santos explained that he was vice president of a company, Linkbridge, that did business with both Goldman Sachs and Citigroup. But he never worked for Goldman Sachs and Citigroup. He said he was a rising executive in those two companies. That is simply not true. He said, I will be clear about that. It was stated poorly, he said. But in his own follow-up, the New York Times noted that previous versions of Santos's website included very specific references to being employed by Citigroup and Goldman Sachs before his time at Linkbridge. Educational history, as for the college lie, saying that he won an honorable degree from Baruch College in New York, he said, I'm embarrassed and sorry for having embellished my resume. I own up to that. We do stupid things in life. He said, no, he never attended any institution of higher education. Santos acknowledged other parts of the Times expose, including a judgment against him for unpaid rent and a bounced check, and the time he forgot to pay his mother's debt during a cancer battle, and his false claim that he owns 13 properties. He doesn't own any and currently lives with his sister. Defense, he pushed back on other charges, including the Times allegation that he had criminal charges filed against him. They have court records in Brazil, which is where he's from. He said, I'm not a criminal here, not in Brazil, nor in any jurisdiction in the world. Times reasserts the Brazilian court records show a criminal background. As for his Jewish background, as for his supposed Jewish background, Santos says he never claimed to be Jewish, only to be Jew-ish. Uh-huh. He still insists that his maternal grandmother told him stories about converting to Catholicism from Judaism. He says he is clearly Catholic. He has, by the way, been proclaimed because of the lies. Not because he's Catholic. He has been proclaimed persona non grata for the Republican Jewish Coalition. Then there's a question of gay or not. Santos also got into his personal life. He's the first openly gay, non-incumbent Republican ever elected to the House of Representatives. But the Daily Week, a beast last week, reported he was married to a woman until shortly before launching his first unsuccessful political campaign in 2020. Santos says he was indeed married to a woman for 5 years, but he is now married to a man. Quote, I dated women in the past. I married a woman. It's personal stuff, but I'm very much gay. And living with his sister, who knows about the husband? More questions. The Times notes that one big unanswered question is how exactly Santos is currently earning millions from his company, the DeVolder Organization, not to mention what exactly that company does. The newspaper also notes that Santos has not fully accounted for his employment during the years that he claimed he was advancing on Wall Street. The point about this also is his charity doesn't exist. He has a charity that he claims is international, and he's donated hundreds of thousands of dollars, he says. This is to rescue lost dogs. No evidence that any of that is real. The point is this guy worth voting for? Absolutely not. Is he going to be successfully driven out of Congress? Look, what's going to happen is because he is going to be sworn in as a member of Congress and part of that very fragile Republican majority, and he's already said he's supporting Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, which is a key vote that McCarthy needs. With all of that, he will probably enter the Congress, but his case will be referred to the Ethics Committee and maybe to the Government Oversight Committee. And I think that the Republicans should have enough integrity to look very seriously, because the most serious matter here is there is reason to believe that with all of these fake companies and fake charities, that his financial disclosure statement, which everybody who's running for Congress is required to file, may be fraudulent. In fact, probably is fraudulent, and that's federal crime. I mean, and that is one of the things that George Santos may indeed have to deal with. Do we have time, Jeremy, to play that little piece on CNN of the panel they had on George Santos? It's clip number 3. There's also breaking news. A judge denied a move for sanctions against Carrie Lake, although courts denied Katie Hobbs and Maricopa County's motion for sanctions against Carrie Lake. This is for her ridiculous insistence that an election she lost by 17,000 votes, she actually won. Hobbs was awarded roughly 33,000 after the trial. The court agrees with Katie Hobbs and Maricopa County's statements that election contests are purely statutory and provide for limited form of relief, Judge Thompson said. Judge Thompson reinforced his ruling that Carrie Lake, the Republican candidate who hasn't yet conceded, did not present sufficient evidence to prove her claims that the 2022 election was maliciously interfered with, but said that her lawsuit was filed in good faith. So at least she's not going to have the major financial hurts. But what does she do next? What do we do next in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.